Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are speaking with Bonita. Bonita was diagnosed with breast cancer in her left breast 29 years ago when she was 36 years young. Welcome to our show, Bonita.
Hi, Bonita.
Hi, Bonita.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be on your call.
Great. Bonita, you were first diagnosed 29 years ago. How long did it take for you to get that diagnosis?
Well, actually, the diagnosis of breast cancer was after I had already had a mammogram, and they had said everything was fine.
Oh,
and
wow.
A few months later, I was in the shower and I felt something different in my left breast. And so I went back in. And so that's when, you know, the table started turning and the diagnosis and everything went from there.
I've never heard of the mammogram missing.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that you actually were,
yes.
That you did a self-exam.
Right,
because,
right. Very important.
Yeah, that's a definite blessing.
Yes.
And I have heard others, you know, having that same situation of them finding it themselves.
Sure. Sure.
Not so much that the mammogram missed it, but that they did find it themselves.
Okay.
Right. Well, and Bonita, do you know anyone else with breast cancer, or does anyone else in your family have breast cancer? Is this something that runs in your family?
Well, actually, my father's mother had breast cancer.
Okay.
Actually, she had it twice, and I think it was 15 years out before she had the second diagnosis, and she didn't pass away, you know, from
the
breast cancer.
Okay.
And one of the things that is part of my story is that she had told me when I was very young, about to go to college, she was one who was into this book, Back to Eden. I don't know if you all are familiar with
it. I've heard
book,
of it, yes.
Yes, a book about herbal plants and how to use them for health and wellness. And she was into them, and I really didn't understand, you know, young minds, you know, who think they know everything. And so she told me to go to college to research herbs.
Okay.
Well, when she said that, it was like, what? What are you talking about? You know, I didn't say this out. I was thinking in my mind. They don't teach that in college, and so I just dismissed that. And as we'll see, as we go along, you'll see that now I'm backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, herbal products, plants, essentials are very much part of my wellness routine. But yeah, I believe that she was able to improve the quality of her life, you know, between these diagnoses. And, you know, help herself to be able to have a long life, because she was like 80-something, you know, when she passed. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
And like I said, it was just from, normal
aging, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bonita, this is Ron. Can you tell us how your condition has been treated?
Okay. How I was treated was conventional, because at that time I was, you know, not really thinking about any kind of herbal products or trying to do anything alternatively or anything complementary to the conventional. So I had a lumpectomy.
Okay.
I had radiation, chemotherapy after that, and then radiation. And because I was only 36 years young, this was so overwhelming for me, and being a Christian, it was important for me to be able to work this through. And so I chose to work with a Christian psychologist, but she really helped me to see the linkages between the emotions and stress, and even research that showed that women who have breast cancer tend to hold things in their chest. They hold things. They don't share. They tend to take care of everyone else instead of themselves.
Okay.
And one of the questions she asked me was, what major changes have you done in the last 2 to 3 years? And when she said that, that really started tears out. Trying to cry, the tears just came because I had known that I had a lot of things going on in that last 2 to 3 years. I had left full-time employment to start a business. I had gotten out of a relationship with a man I never should have been involved in. And yet I was saying, oh, I'm okay. I can build this business. I'm not, you know, thinking about this past relationship and all this. And, you know, when she asked me this, and I'm saying, wow, you know, so all of these things that a lot of people don't get the connection were revealed to me through this Christian counseling.
Okay.
And so that was a major part. You know, I always include that as my treatment.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Bonita, have you found any online support groups that can provide assistance when you're looking for suggestions from other patients? Things like Facebook?
Actually, the group that we connected in, oh my goodness, I'm not remembering
WeGoHealth?
The name of it. Yes, yes. That came along later on. There are a lot of other groups that are focusing on specifically how they can use alternative and complementary.
So,
I don't want to say treatment.
Therapies.
Right.
Therapies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've, you know, peeped in on some of them and, you know, haven't really been very active. But a lot of my information comes from, there's a lot of websites that help you to see what you have been eating. You know, if, because sometimes the foods that we're eating, they're very toxic. And so they help us to learn about those kinds of things that we would not even associate, you know, water and even the emotions. So they are a lot of, they're my go-tos.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're a big proponent of organic foods and cooking naturally and trying to keep things more natural without additives, correct?
Exactly. That is part of this whole plan that I have seen has developed, because once I was diagnosed, it really started a journey that I never thought I would be on. And clean air, clean food, what I call real good food, clean water, moderate intensity activity, getting deep restful sleep, watching your emotions, and, of course, using essential oils are all part of what I have developed as the 7 pillars of next-level self-care.
Okay.
And, yes, food is definitely a part of it. And if we can't, you know, always get organic, there's also, you know, some local farmers who may not have gotten the organic designation because of finances, but they still have a cleaner kind of, you know, product.
Oh, right, 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 right. No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
We've actually had two big, like, news-breaking, groundbreaking developments in our general area. In Flint, Michigan, it was found that the water was, you know, contaminated and it was all going through lead. And then Sterigenics here near us, and we actually have a well, and the water table is also affected by that, and how important it is to be aware of that.
Right. We don't drink our tap water because of it, but even when you're taking a shower, you know, you're inhaling those fumes. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of hard to avoid it sometimes.
Yeah.
But you do what you can.
Yeah. Yes. You do the best you can. At one time, I kind of went overboard. Then I said, no, because, you know, like you say, well, yes, I work very diligently to do that, but I also allow myself, you know, that if I'm with people who are not, you know, we're out to dinner or something, I don't, you know, condemn myself or others for what they choose. Most people know, you know, what my preferences are, and, you know, we try to work around that. But if it doesn't work, you know, I know how to cleanse myself after
okay.
I've eaten something. Yeah.
Well, and Bonita, how has your diagnosis affected your family, and how have they helped you through this process?
Well, actually, very early on, like I said, it's been 29 years ago, but at the very beginning, I had two aunts who were nurses at the same hospital that, you know, I was being treated. And they were very, what I call, very knowledgeable Christians. And they had, you know, certain teachings that they helped me to see in terms of not listening to a lot of negativity and, oh, this happened to my family member, so this may happen. You know, those kind of things just don't have that. And that really helped me in how to really connect with my Creator and allow healing to come. You know, I just think it really is a multitude of things that came together that allowed me to still be living now and to be doing the work that I'm doing. Besides that, it has, in terms of my, I have half sisters and brothers, and they have always kind of been wondering, are they going to, you know, develop any kind of cancer? And then one particular sister was diagnosed with stage zero. And so we went in on that because it's like, to me, stage zero is what? Zero. And so we had to work, you know, work through that. She's doing fine. She is, you know, doing a lot of things between, you know, medical and complementary, and she's being monitored and things like that. But that's basically how it is affected.
Okay.
You know, the family.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump back for a quick second. Earlier you mentioned essential oils. Is that something that you use to deal with the symptoms?
Well, actually, I didn't learn about essential oils until 12 years after the diagnosis.
Okay.
But I had been on this whole path of eating better, getting cleaner water and emotions and things like that, and herbal products. And so by the time I was introduced to the oils, it was like I had already used plant-based products for my wellness, but they were a whole nother, it's like, what is this? You know, is this like evening primrose oil? No, it isn't. These are, you know, the way it was introduced to me, it was, these are the oils of the Bible that were like brought to baby Jesus, frankincense and myrrh. And it's like, what? Really? And so I really had to start to dig and find out, you know, because for us, we know frankincense and myrrh was brought to baby Jesus, but we did not know why. And so there's so much unknown information about that. And so from then, it really put me on a path. And so now I use essential oils in every area of my life, from, you know, products, personal care products, to adding them in my cooking, to for supplements and for diffusing, for my atmosphere and cleaning the air, it for cleaning products. It is part of, they are part of my life.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually, we love tea tree oil as a part of our cleaning routine.
For daily cleaning of the home, instead of using the caustic chemicals, we use tea tree oil.
Which is very effective.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, tea tree is a wonderful cleanser.
Bonita, going through cancer treatments, that can be hard on somebody emotionally and physically. Can you tell us what are some other things somebody can do for self-care?
Yes, I agree. It really can be is a time of really having unknown stress and emotions, and so people do need to find ways to alleviate that stress. Now, what we have and what I have done, because it's like I said, it wasn't during the diagnosis period, but you know, you still always have this, oh, is it coming back, and are the treatments going to cause, because that's another thing, you know, some of them, they say, oh, you won't have any symptoms until 20, 25 years later. So it's like something you never really are thinking it's all completely over.
So it's all so, kind of like sitting in the back of your mind, something that might worry you always.
Yeah.
Do you use meditation then, or what do you do for self-care?
Yeah, for me, I'm not on any medications, and that was my desire, to not be on medications. And so for me, like I said, in terms of the essential oils, and what I would tell anyone else is, when I say diffuse, there's a little machine that you put the oils and water in, and you plug it in, and it we use cold air diffusers. We don't burn the oils, because then that would destroy their natural chemical constituent. But it disperses the oils in the air, and so you're breathing them. Mm-hmm. And so the way aromatherapy, because this is aromatherapy, the way aromatherapy works is that it goes up through your nasal passages into the limbic system of your brain, where all of the emotions are processed, negative, positive, you know, thoughts, memories, all of that. And so it's, they're helping you, you know. So these oils have been made for us to use for our moods, you know, to improve our moods, to balance them, to help us in focusing, because a lot of times people that are having the treatments, they will have where their memory, or it's, they have, you know, cloudy, they're not able to focus in and things like that. So the oils really do help that. And actually they're being used in, when I found out, when I first was starting to look into this, what is this? I found out that there was a program at Beth Israel Hospital in New York that was started by Donna Karan, because her husband was a patient in the cancer ward there, and she wanted him to have other, you know, complementary therapies. And of course, you know, they had yoga and another, I think, Reiki, and of course massage, but she also included the oils. And so now they're still there, and they're used for people who have that are overnight, you know, they're not the outpatients, they're inpatients. And so they're there because, you know, for some reason, you know, they're having some kind of issue that they need to be there on site. And they, how they use the oils are for upset stomach, for nervousness, to help them sleep, to help them calm. And, you know, the different oils that they use. And so, you know, that to me speaks volumes, because if they're using them in
the hospital, right,
used.
Right.
Yeah.
In a clinical setting,
so,
yes.
Yeah. And they're doing clinical studies as well. But the thing that happens is that they'll say, oh, yes, there are some clinical studies, but they're just not enough for us to say they're evidence-based. So that's why we find that massage and yoga and acupuncture, they've been accepted readily, more readily, into these medical institutions, because their research has been deemed enough to say they have evidence-based, but they have not gone that length to pull the research together for aromatherapy. So I'm continuing to knock on the medical institutions. That's something else that I do to help them, to bring them in, because many of them do have what they're now calling integrative therapies. But they, like I said, they have all those other ones, but they haven't adopted aromatherapy.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
It's fascinating. Yeah,
it really is. I had not gotten into this before, so I find it very interesting. Bonita, where can our listeners learn more about you? Are you on social media? Do you have a website?
Yes, actually, what my website is divinehealthchoices.com. It does go into my business e-commerce website, but there's a blog there.
Okay.
And so I haven't been keeping up on it, but there are some older ones.
Okay.
And I just decided that what I'm going to do is to get back into the blog,
mm-hmm.
is to have a link to this podcast.
Okay.
As well. So that will be, if not the next one, because there's another subject that I said I was going to add.
Yeah, we will definitely include divinehealthchoices.com on our website and our Pinterest page.
And your episode will be posting on June 4th, which is a Tuesday, and I'll send you links so that you can add those links on your blog. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us today, Bonita.
It was so nice to speak with you.
I appreciate your story. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to share.
Thank you. If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.